Father, that is our prayer this morning, that we would serve only you. And we thank you for the opportunity to meet and to pray. And Father, I just thank you for this prayer and the Bible this morning, how convicting it is to me. And pray it would speak to each of us, Lord, in the way that you would speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's turn to chapter 12. Last week we were in 11. Today in 12, and if you remember, in 11 was the complaining, and we talked about how take your complaints to the Lord, and He blesses so much, but take your complaints to others, and the opposite occurs. So we're not to do that, and we do see the Lord graciously answering Moses' threat almost. Kill me or I'm out of here, kind of a thing. And God says, now you go choose 70 elders. Now it would appear today that we have a reaction to that fact of Moses alone choosing the 70 elders. But as you look at this prayer, you may not catch it. I didn't catch it too well. Chapter 12 of... Numbers says, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman he had married. Now, we'll find out, I don't think that's the reason they came against Moses at all. Because God doesn't answer anything in their complaint with regard to his marriage. It's all about striving to be the greatest to me. It's all about striving to be the leader. And I believe they're upset because Moses is the sole leader, and he's nothing really but their brother, right? Why, Lord, would you not use us? Why are you just using our brother Moses? And it says, so they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? Now, I don't imagine any of you have ever had a jealous twinge in your body when you see somebody selected to do something that you wanted to do, and even when you saw them do it, you thought you could do a better job than they did, and you said, Lord, I don't understand why you used them. You could choose me, or at least use my input, because I had some good ideas here. But look at what happens. Who heard this complaint? And the Lord heard it. It doesn't say Moses even responds to it. It says, in fact, that he was the meekest of all men. And so the Lord responds, and he says, okay, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. So the three came out. The Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. And basically, he really redresses them, and he says, hey, Moses is the most faithful in all my house. I speak to him face to face. The others I speak through dreams and at a distance. And then God says, were you not afraid to speak against my servant? I think that is really important. When we come against other people, we're really coming against God. We're all made in his image. And let him handle this rather than us handle it, right? And look at the reaction. The anger of the Lord was aroused, and he departed. That's not a good situation, is it? What's the worst thing that could happen with you and the Lord is to have him depart, in effect, because of your sin. And the glory, the Shekinah glory, departed from above the tabernacle, in verse 10. Suddenly, Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Now it appears here, since Miriam's name is used first up here in verse 1 of chapter 12, then Miriam and Aaron, that she was the main instigator of this. And it would appear that there's a difference in retribution by the Lord against those leading and those being misled. I think Aaron was misled, but I think Miriam was the leader, because Miriam gets zapped here with leprosy, which is the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody. And now we see, I think Aaron senses his guilt as well, because he and she were in this, in a way, together, and yet he didn't get leprosy and she did. So in verse 10 it says, Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper. And Aaron said to Moses, oh my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Notice here, Aaron has done a lot of bad things. He did the golden calf. Here he sins again. But notice how quick he is to repent. He repents right away. And he is not like Saul or others, maybe us, who would defend our position, you know. Now, nowhere in any of this do we hear anything about the Ethiopian woman. I think this was just a pretense. And how many times do you come against somebody with a pretense? You may even tell them what you're upset about, but it's not what you're really upset about. They didn't come to Moses and said, hey, we're really upset because you're the leader here and we're not. They came against him and said they were upset because he married an Ethiopian woman, right? Have you ever done that? Have you had false pretenses? So Aaron continues, verse 12, do not let her be as one dead whose flesh is half consumed. And now look at Moses. Moses cries out to the Lord. It would appear that with the cloud moving that maybe Moses feels he has to cry a little louder because God may not be quite so close right now, right? But Moses cried out to the Lord. In effect, you can hear the words of Jesus, which he will echo years later, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do. He says, please heal her, O God, I pray. When people come against you, do you pray for them? Or do you try to smash their teeth in? Or do you try to strike back at them? Moses here didn't appear to do any of this. It doesn't even say he responded in any way other than here he's praying, heal her, heal her, please heal her, oh God, I pray. The Lord says to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days. Now notice what happens to Miriam here. Back in Exodus 15, right after the crossing of the Red Sea, she was leading the whole group with timbrels, and the women were all following her, and she's acknowledged to be a prophetess in the Bible. But here she has sinned, and here now she basically is the being expelled from the camp. She's the offscouring of the camp. She's kicked out of the camp for 7 days. Miriam shut out of the camp 7 days. And it seems like, in a sense, when we do wrong and we become under God's displeasure, in a sense, it's a small way, like he almost spits in her face. Not in a disrespectful way, but in a chastising, corrective way. So she's shut out of the camp 7 days. But now notice what happens to the ministry when sin comes in. The people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again. So everything was shut down for 7 days because of her sin. And when you and I sin, the ministry stops, doesn't it? It doesn't go on, it stops. So in summary here, be careful when we strive to be the greatest. And when we murmur and when we complain, the Lord hears it. And apparently he resents it. And he hears all we say and is a swift witness of our quick tongue. So it seems like we need to be careful to bridle our tongues and that we not speak ill of others. And that when we hear others speaking ill of others, we close our ears to it. So see how far we can get this week before we blow this one. What did you say about her? Oh, I always knew there was something wrong with her. Or what did you say about him? Yeah, I knew he was a bad husband. I knew it all along. Yeah. No, stop your ears when you hear others speaking badly of others and don't become a part of it. When we see the removal of God's presence, it's a sure and sad token of God's displeasure. And here we see this here in this account here of this situation. The leprosy, nothing worse could be than struck with leprosy. Of course, there was no cure for leprosy, but obviously the Lord cured it here. But without the supernatural, there's no cure for leprosy. And a leper was what? Unclean. They were the castaways. And so Miriam experienced a little bit of this, so she's kicked out for 7 days. We see Aaron's quick repentance. Yes. And we see Moses praying for those that despitefully use you, just as our Lord Jesus Christ did. And we see that with the leprosy, it seems like there was a little harsher response on the leader as opposed to the one being misled. Mm-hmm. Be careful that we don't mislead others and misrepresent the Lord. Aaron is really, it says us, though. Aaron says, "Oh, my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, for we have done foolishly in which we have sinned." So he's really praying for the two of them. I think Moses would have prayed for her regardless of what Aaron did, but in a way, I don't know, it's just an opinion. Maybe you're right, maybe I don't know. It's the repentance is important to be forgiven before the Lord, but it doesn't say that Aaron repented and then he prayed for Miriam. Actually, Moses prayed for Miriam. So I see Moses as a type of Christ here, yeah, praying for the ones that despitefully use you. I'd see Aaron really more kind of a type of David in a way. When he's caught with his sin, he does repent quickly. But repentance is so important. And Moses doesn't repent because Moses didn't sin here. So we got two people sinning, and at least one repents. I don't know about Miriam. I mean, seems to me like he's the most I'd throw him out. He's a high priest, and he goes into sin and does the calf, and now here he.
But he's repentant, and so the Lord receives him back.
I see it actually.
He's going to be the first high priest.
The Lord's mercy. We see it's just such a trophy of the Lord's mercy here.
I mean, thank you.
And I guess as a male chauvinist, I can say, look who led this here. It was a woman. So we have Miriam and we have Eve. Father, we just thank you for your word and help us, Lord, to be forgiving. Help us not to be a murmurer or riling up anyone with discontent, Lord, and particularly coming against you, Lord, complaining against good things that you provided, and like the manna, for example, last week, and as we related that as a type of the food which your word is our bread, and so often we complain about good things you give us, and we want something else. We want a king like the other nations have, or we want this, or we want that. Lord, you are so good, and you blessed us so much, and we see your mercy here, particularly with Aaron, and that's not the way that we would have responded, or at least not the way I would have responded, Lord. I would have disqualified Aaron because he is not worthy to be the high priest. And so, Lord, there is no worthiness in any of this. And we see here that Moses, divinely appointed, because he had no support from his siblings. He had no support from anybody but you, really. People were against him, wanted to stone him. And how difficult a time he must have had in chapter 11. And now we're here right in chapter 12. His brother and sister come against him. And so, Lord, your divinely appointed leaders are not without difficulties, not without going through the fire. But Lord, you're there with them, and you're there with all your children. You're there with us. And how important it was, and we see in this whole story of Moses' praying. Moses saying, please heal her, O Lord. So here we are today, Lord, not to criticize the Obamas of the world, although we do grieve at their sin, not to criticize the Senate and the House just passing this hate crimes bill and ready for signature now by the president. And on it goes, and the government here in California with their wickedness. But Lord, we're to pray. We're to pray, Lord, and so help us to pray today. Not to be so critical, maybe, of the church, which is so ineffective and inept and so wayward in its pursuit of the emergent movement or whatever movement happens to be blowing through at the time. But yet, Lord, to just to be grateful for what you do and what you have done and even what you're doing today through the church, Lord. You said, the gates of hell will not prevail against your church, and so, Lord, who are we to be so critical of it? But yet, Lord, we do grieve and we want to abhor every form of evil. And so we don't want to be approving the sin. But, Lord, we do want to love the sinner as you loved and do love the sinners. And so, Lord, help us now and lead us in this time of prayer and guide us now. And may we respond as you lead. And in Jesus' name, amen.